little bit crazy. It's getting a 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 little bit crazy. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the show. It's nice to have everyone here. We're going to be welcoming our exclusive guest, Alexander Conwells. If my background would stop. Hello, Mr. Alexander Conwells. How are you doing?
Doing good, Z. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Why should we vote for you?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you, Z. Thank you for inviting me. Well, and let me introduce myself a bit. I'm Alex Cornwallis and running for the State Board of Education for District 12. And the election is coming in. The last day is November 8th. And one of the main reasons that you would actually consider voting for me is because I am in for the public school to make sure that the children are safe, the public education is properly funded, and we have a lot of teachers, and overall, we get the best education possible.
So what necessary changes need to be made in the school system?
Sounds good, Z. Well, Z, the first thing that we need in the schools is that we want to make sure the school system has proper funding so that there's money for very important programs. There's money for school security. There's money so that we can buy materials, education materials, so that we have money to actually pay proper salary to our teachers. And overall, we want to make sure that the school, the teacher-student ratio is properly set up.
So can you list some very important, necessary things?
Sure.
That need to be funded?
Sure. Number one, we want to make sure that a teacher's salary is set properly, right? We are actually not getting we're not giving our teachers enough salary compared to other states. Even though in Texas, we pay one of the highest taxes for funding school system. That's number one. And number two is that the funding that we send, the tax money that we send for a school should go to the education system. And when I say should go to the education system, it should go to buy new books. It should go to buy proper virtual or any other instruction materials. It should go to build school property. For example, school structures. For example, a lot of schools, if you know, doesn't have proper building, proper doors. Even some of the schools don't even have a proper air conditioning. And sometimes the building structure is so small that it cannot accommodate the student influxes. So those are some of the most important things we have to do. And of course, we got to hire different teachers. We got to hire more teachers so that we have more grown-ups in the school to look after the children, to take care of the children.
Well, I'm actually a very avid reader. Like, you can catch me reading a book almost every, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the banned books, thing. What are your views on, all these banned books, these classic novels, To Kill a Mockingbird or some of Shakespeare's classics? What are your views on this ban?
Sure, Z. It's very sad that we are banning, some of the fringe extremists, they're banning these books. These books have been there for a long time. They're classics. They reflect our ideology. They reflect how we think. This is the reflection of our history. This is the reflection of our culture. And so it so happens there are some bad players that are coming in and selectively choosing to ban these books in there. It is not good for us. We do not want to ban books. Now, saying that, that doesn't mean that we were going to let any books go in there, right? Well, that's not how it is, right? What it is that we need a system, and everyone has to follow that system, that when a new book comes in, they read it, the teachers read it, the parents read it, and then they make a decision that, yeah, this is good for the children. And these books that have been banned, they are good for the children. So people should follow that procedure that we already have. They just can't come in and say that, oh, well, I don't like this book. I don't like this. Take it out of there, put it in a cart, and take it away. We can't do that. So my view, Z, is that we shouldn't ban these books. We should have a better, we should follow the process. We should follow the system and have faith in the system to tackle us, to take care of our books, to actually make sure that our access to getting the proper education is maintained, and we never, never have to be in this situation where we're banning books.
So what changes will you make to education that other politicians can't or won't?
Well, number one, Z, is I'm going to make sure we tap into the $48 billion that we have in the school, in the permanent school fund. Other politicians have not done so, even though that provision has been there for more than 100 years. So the money is accumulating. So for a lot of people, that money is called permanent school funding. And that money, that fund grows as the state sells property and was meant by the Texas Constitution to get that money for the rainy day or for any other day whenever the school system needs money. And that money has grown and grown. So they're reinvesting it. They're not using that money to save our public education. So that's number one thing that I'll fix. Number two thing I'll fix is that I'm going to advocate for and make sure that the teachers receive the proper salary. Because a lot of good teachers, they're leaving the profession because they can't make ends meet. And that's one of the things that I will make sure I'll advocate, and I'll work very closely with the lawmakers to make sure we send more money. That's that. And number three is I'm going to make sure that we construct and we improve our school's physical security. For example, there are some tragedies that happened, as you know. Well, one of the reasons was that a simple lock was not properly taken care of. The door didn't have a good lock. So you know what happened after that, right? So we want to make sure that's right. And we also make sure that we have the proper equipment for the school. We want to make sure there is proper counselor for the school. There are a lot of budget cuts that affects the mental health care. There's a lot of effect that actually affects a lot of the programs that we all care for. For example, some of the innovative programs that we have for virtual reality, virtual education, especially in the technology field, they've been cut down. We want to make sure we restore them. We have to keep up with what the modern system has. So those are some of the things that I will go in there. And one of the reasons I'm qualified for doing so, I have a very strong technology background, and I've been doing this for more than two decades, development of curriculum. And curriculum is the other thing I'll tackle. And as you know, next year, our social studies will be back in review because this year they couldn't complete it. And more importantly, next year, we're going to have our science and technology curriculum being reviewed, which is going to be set for 10 years. With my high-tech background and science and technology, we're just going to make sure that our curriculum is fixed so that we can have a proper education that will set us for the current technology, because we don't want to be left behind. If we are left behind, Texas will be left behind. And when Texas is left behind, the entire United States will be left behind. The world is going to move on if we don't fix our system.
You know, when I go to school, I usually either pack my lunch, or I eat a large breakfast, because the school food, it isn't that good. And I have other people who go to my school, they agree with me. And most people aren't actually eating school lunch. They're just buying it because their parents are forcing them to. What changes will you make to, like, the budget of the school lunch so it actually serves? good.
Well, Z, we want to make sure there is nutritious food in there. We want to make sure there is a variety of food in there. Now, those are some of the things that the local school boards and the local school superintendent tackles that. But that doesn't mean that we can't support them. At the state board level, if they need anything, if they need any funding, any budgets, we definitely are going to we're very happy to work with them and to help them. So what I would first say is that if we do have an issue with the local school districts not providing nutritious food, we have to look into it, why that's happening. And let us know at the state level that what can we do to help. There's a lot of ways we can help. For example, we can, if funding is an issue specifically for the lunch, well, definitely we can look into that. And if there is a lack of program to bring in nutritious food, for example, the USDA at the federal level does provide that. And when I get elected, at the state level, I can advocate for and talk to the federal officials to tackle that as well. If there is an issue in there, we can enhance or we can tackle that.
So how will you make schools safer?
Well, there are several ways, right? Well, the number one, we're going to make sure that the physical security of the school is maintained. And when I say physical security, we want to make sure that the doors, the alarm system, and if they need high fences, they are maintained or even added, right? And that's one. The other way is that we want to make sure there's a lot of grown-ups in there compared to the students so they can be properly taken care of. One of the things that happened recently that we have seen is because of the budget cuts, they couldn't have a lot of our proper number of resource officers in there. So resource officers are police officers who are there to help, right? So they weren't there because if there's no budget, then you can't have enough of them. You will have one of them going in and across the entire district. So that's another thing that we can fix. And the number three part is that we can make sure that there is enough budget for counselor, mental health counselor, so that if any student have a question or they're not feeling good about something, they would have a grown-up to go and talk to. And those grown-ups are very highly trained. They're counselors. They're professionally trained. Right now, they cut the budget, so there aren't enough counselors in there. And some schools don't even have one. That is not something that we should be in a condition like that. Because there's enough money out there, but there isn't enough desire from the current politicians. So the current state board member that's in there has taken no part in helping. That is very disappointing. And when I get elected, those things will all change. We're going to make sure that we will make schools safer from the physical security by making sure we have enough budgets to hire and bring in professionals. And of course, the other thing is that I, as a state board member, are going to advocate with the legislator so that we enact, if there is necessary, legislation that will help us to make our school security better. And we don't have that answer yet. There's still a debate going on, and that's completely legislative side. But what I can promise is that I'm going to work very closely with them, with the parents, with the teachers, and put our input in there, put our voice in Austin, so that together we can help our society, we can help our schools to make it better and secure.
So how will you make the environment how will you make classrooms, like the environment in there, more comfortable? How will you change, or will you change any of that?
Absolutely. So a lot of schools are at different stages. So environment, when we talk about environment, right? Well, there's physical environment we can talk about, right? Well, in one of the physical environment, you see that some of the schools, they're so short on their budget that they don't have enough teachers. So they have to pack a whole lot of students in a classroom. And that's not healthy. And when I say that's not healthy, well, that's physically not healthy because you can't have so many students stuffed in a school, right? It's not hygienic. That's one. And second part is that if you have a lot of students in there, it's very difficult for teachers to properly pay attention to everyone. That's that, right? And the other part is that there is a lot of physical, let's say, technological things that you can buy with the budget, right? And you can actually expand the school system, the physical ground as well. So let's say you can have more gymnasium, you can have a larger, you can expand your school, or even then you can actually open more schools, right? So that you don't have to travel very far and all of us don't have to collect into one school and we can go to multiple schools in there. So that will make sure that we have enough space. So there is a lot we can do. So that's the physical part of it. Now, as far as the educational part, well, we can introduce more programs. For example, we can look into, if the school has the budget, we can look into see if there's some more sports program that we can bring in. And we can see that if we can bring in some more science program, for example, we can fund more science clubs. We can get the school involved with some of the robotics as well that's out there. We can enhance our cooperation with, let's say, colleges and corporations that are more into, let's say, scientific research, to have a little branch that they can work with the schools. Of course, it's going to be set in such a way that students in every grade have a gradient or can be in the program to eventually have a look into to see what the corporate world or the modern world is doing right now and get involved in there. So overall, that improves the educational environment as well. So two things again, we need to fix the overall school physical environment. And second of all, we need to fix the learning experience and environment.
Well, that was amazing. You passed through all my questions. So how can our viewers reach out to you and how, like, do you have like a Facebook social media account that they can reach out to?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you could go to my website, alexforeducation.com. And then you can actually also go to my Facebook/AlexForSBOE12. And then you can always Google me, Alex Cornwallis. Now, it's very important. Their last day to vote is November 8th. And I would like a message to your parents as well. Look, if you want to change, go out and vote. You always need to vote. You always need to participate. That is the only way you can bring meaningful change in our school system. And if we don't go out and vote, somebody else is going to come in and vote. And when they do that, they will elect their own leaders. And those leaders may not necessarily agree with your view. So it's very important. I want to relay the message to the grown-ups to go out and vote in numbers on November the 8th. And you can always reach me, Google my name, Alex Cornwallis, or go directly to my website, alexforeducation.com. Thank you.
Okay, so this was amazing being here. This is my last show. This is my last show that I'm going to be hosting, starring, co-hosting anything on this channel, probably on social media, like next month. So have a good day, guys. It was amazing to be on the show. I had such a fun time being here. I hope you guys all have an amazing day. Enjoy your weekend. Monday's tomorrow. Signing out.
Get a little bit crazy.